What's up, everyone? This is Josh Peterson of Humanikin Media.
And I'm Gerald Glassford, and we're from the Pop Culture Cosmos and the PCC Multiverse. And you're listening to Weird, a Two Dudes podcast right here on the ACE Podcast Network.
I feel like there's a joke in here somewhere.
I know, that's really weird, isn't it?
ACE Podcast.
Weird.
Happy Monday.
Hey, it's Monday. You're back on with us.
Welcome to...
I don't know what that was.
Welcome. Hey, yeah.
Welcome to Weird, Aaron.
Thank you, Craig. You welcome to Weird, man.
You welcome to Weird.
Look,
everywhere you go.
We're back here at Lee Berry Studios 2 weeks in a row, or
two episodes in a row.
It's so good to be back here. Although I really enjoy our alternate studio.
It's definitely more...
This one's kind of where relaxed. The magic originated.
The problem is there's so much buzz around this place now.
Yeah. There's
that,
a lot,
that,
yes.
That
media.
Where it used to be that we would just walk in and get the job done. Now my parking spot's gone every time I get here.
You got to get here pretty early.
But
though,
as I mentioned before, the cheese ball's back, so
yes,
I'm really happy about that.
Excited about that, too.
So,
the chocolate fountain, you forgot that.
Chocolate fountain.
Gaining weight while I think about it.
So, hey.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff today, but why don't we just dive right in this time?
You just want to get right into the topic? Don't tell them.
Just let them have it as it comes through.
Don't want to let them know what to expect.
Nope, not to expect.
So we're going old school.
We're going old school.
Well, okay then.
I'm calling an audible. That's my only sports thing I know.
Yes.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
But
I already called top stories. So.
Hey, right. Yeah. Uber rider charged $18,000 for a 5 mile ride.
That's steep.
December 11th. This comes from the UPI.
Okay.
The UPI.
UPI. K.
Uber charged a Toronto man more than $18,000. Now, was that $18,000
Canadian
dollars? Just slightly higher in Canada.
Yeah.
For a 5 mile ride that should have cost about $10 after an error during surge pricing. That's more than an error.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy should get free pass to ride Uber wherever he goes.
$18,000.
Instagram user Vote the Hish. Posted the receipt for his ride for the amount of $18,518 in Canadian currency, which comes out to $14,412 in U.S. dollars.
Yes, $14,000 for 5 miles. I think I'd have walked.
According to his friend, Emily Kennard, Uber said they wouldn't give a refund. But Kennard posted the receipt on Twitter and caught some interest, including from the news sites like The Comeback and The Slate. Why would they say they're not going to give the guy's money back when it was clearly an error?
I don't know.
Where would you have to drive? California?
from Toronto, yes.
No, from like one coast to the other or something.
Yeah.
Uber then acknowledged that a mistake was made.
After people got onto him.
There was an error here, and it's been resolved. Uber said in a statement, "We have provided a full refund to this rider and apologized to him for his experience. We have safeguards in place to help prevent things like this. We're sorry, okay?"
Yeah. Don't take Lyft.
Leave us alone. please don't go to Lyft.
Lyft
please expensive. Don't call a taxi. Please just give us one more chance. We're sorry.
Please.
That's all there was. There's really nothing else.
Headline.
That story was a dud. There was nothing there.
Yeah, that shouldn't have been top story. That was just like
You
know what that was? That wasn't top story. That was flop story.
Yeah, flop story.
Headline is, Japanese firm to use drone to force overtime staffers to go home.
Not going
to
use your drone.
Nope. The Japanese firm is planning to use a drone to force its employees out of their offices by playing music at them if they stay to work evening. What, they don't like music in Japan?
This sounds like The Walking Dead. They were using a little airplane to play music to get the herd to walk away.
Wow.
They were getting music in the sky to draw away
nobody knows. Nobody watches that show anymore.
Yeah, everybody does.
The
but
drone
you.
Will fly through offices after hours playing Auld Lang Syne. All acquaintance
be forgot,
which is commonly used to announce that stores are closing in Japan. How weird! What if they played that here to close a store? Everybody
we'd be like, "Shut up!"
It's like New Year's every day.
Yeah, it's start popping bottles open.
Japan has for years been trying to curb excessive overtime and health issues and even deaths it can cause. Experts were unimpressed, one branding it a silly idea. According to Japanese media, office security and cleaning firm Tasai will develop the device with the drone maker Blue Innovation.
That is so stupid.
It really is.
Why did it say, "You leave now, you fired"?
You don't get out of here, we're going to cut your check. You can't... If
I stay, you're going to cut me a check?
The camera-equipped drone will take flights through the office space playing the famous Scottish tune. You can't really walk when you think. It's coming over anytime now, and you would hear "Auld Lang Syne" along with the
buzz.
Why
did you just switch voices then?
I don't know.
It was the same person talking.
I don't know.
You want to try that again? Because I feel like there was a lot if you had your motivation.
You can't really work when you think it's coming over any time now. And you hear Auld Lang Syne along with the boys.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mario Cotto, a director at TSA, told the AFP. TSA plans to start the drone services in April.
Now it's a service.
Of 2018 as a trial within their company. And later in that year, they're going to offer it to others.
Speaking of services that are stupid.
Yes.
What's a stupid thing now where they will come to where you work and put gas in your car?
I've never heard of it.
It is a thing.
Well, I know people that could use that. I have a guy I work with now that runs out of gas all the time.
It's stupid.
Well, what if you're late for work and you don't have time to stop and get gas?
You adult. You learn to manage your time.
Well, what if you don't? I mean, so you're saying they shouldn't deliver pizzas to your house? They shouldn't deliver pizzas? It's the same thing. I mean,
you make time to make dinner. First of all,
yeah.
I can talk about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't do pizza delivery. I don't ever have pizza delivered to my house.
Boy, we do.
I go get it.
We
have because you're lazy. You're probably also going to come put gas in your car.
If you'll give me the number, I might.
But my point is that we've gotten so bad. It's like, what's next? You're gonna hire somebody to come and put a bottle of water to your mouth and force you to drink it every so many hours?
Oh, that's a business idea you got there.
Yeah, well, it might be. Never know.
Agua intelligence.
Hey, friends. Next story. This is my headline. Fake Joel Osteen infiltrates real Joel Osteen event.
I saw the video.
I was trying to do my best. Joel Osteen.
That's not a very good one.
But as long as I'm smiling when I say it. He talks like that. He's like a little too nice when he talks all the time.
So this guy does look like him.
He sounds like a Family Guy character.
It kind of does. But
no, he does.
But not enough.
He
to,
does.
Not enough to impersonate him, I don't think. But maybe if you saw him without Joel Osteen.
You just get a giant wig and smile all the time.
Carry books around. Sell books.
By the way, I'm not trying to badger Joel Osteen. I'm just saying that's what I see.
Yeah, but, whatever.
You know,
I didn't say anything bad about the man. At least on the air.
Would it be okay if I continue now?
Go ahead. This happened
in Houston, of course.
My mom likes Joel Osteen.
Well, good for her. I don't mean that in a bad way.
My dad and I agree. The guy's a motivational speaker.
Yeah,
he's not a pastor.
Yeah, he's a motivational speaker. So what happens when a guy who looks and dresses like Joel Osteen goes to a Joel Osteen Night of Hope?
Night of Hope?
Night of Hope. Like, I hope this doesn't last
long. I hope that'll ask for more money.
Yeah,
I already bought a ticket.
Yeah, I hope I don't have to give him any more money.
It's how much to get out?
I hope he's not selling books. He gets free parking, gets into the venue, and poses with Joel fans, of course. For about 45 minutes, a Los Angeles comedian pretended to be Houston's very own Joel Osteen at an Osteen, I keep going to say Osteen,
whatever.
Osteen workshop event in California on October 28th.
California.
He got all the way from the parking lot to the stage just by pretending to be the popular pastor, motivational speaker. Is he or isn't he? Well, that wasn't even a question on their mind when dozens at the Joel Osteen event welcomed, hugged, and even took a selfie with who they thought was a Houston pastor, Joel Osteen, live in person. Was the Houston
now,
pastor.
He did sound like him.
But it's a black guy. So
it was not.
I'd pay to see that.
He
That'd
does
awesome.
Look like him, too. Just not, you know, he's just not a dead ringer, so to speak.
I'm Joel Osteen. It was an Asian guy. I'm Joel Osteen.
Buy my book, please. Yeah.
It wasn't a video that we wanted to do. It was a video that we had to do, said Mike Klemkowski, impersonator and comedian, with the guy that doesn't silence his phone while we're recording a podcast.
That was my computer, not my
Your
phone.
Your computer making noise over there. He's with the Dabs Den sketch group. Klemkowski has looked like Osteen, well, you know, all his life.
Sure.
Every day they look at me, and before they even say anything, I go, Joel? And we both start laughing, and they go, yeah, that's it, Joel, Klemkowski said.
Klemkowski, what a name. Sounds like a motorcycle.
But he started acting like him 6 years ago.
I drive a Honda. Yeah, well, I drive a Klemkowski.
I drive a Klemkowski.
It goes 200.
That's cute and all, but can I finish?
Go ahead.
But he started acting like him 6 years ago and decided to put it to the test. Everyone just sort of believed that he was Joel.
Not me.
There was hardly any skepticism. Director John Parr
directed
wow.
this. Yeah.
Wow.
It's impressive.
St. Elmo's fire. Until the team basically got kicked out. Seeing how far we can get, it almost led us to getting arrested, Klimkowski said. But we wanted to know if the imposter would pass in Houston. So with KHOU 11 news reporter Janelle Bladeau, her camera and laptop, we stopped by Doshi Coffee House. Well, they went the most Doshi Coffee House.
Doshi.
Yeah.
I'll have a large Doshi.
I have a Doshi of what she's having over there.
I have a Doshi with cream and sugar.
And what we found out is when you play Klimkowski by himself, one can be fooled.
Yeah, so they figured out that if you don't see him with Joel Osteen, he really does. It's like he looks a lot like him when he's alone.
But
yeah,
side by side.
Exactly.
People in Houston know the difference between Osteen and Fostein.
Fostein.
That's our joke, okay?
That's a good one.
He's a lot younger, so it's easier to tell, one customer said. Klimkowski says he just hopes the real pastor finds a little humor in the fake one.
Yeah, he needs to
the fake one.
He needs to buy some more expensive clothes, too.
Yeah.
Headline is accidental polygamy, Craig. Saudi father marries his daughter to two different men. A man who gave his daughter in marriage to two men same time is being questioned in Saudi Arabia on charges
of
violating.
Can you do that?
I guess he did. The public prosecution said that the behavior of the father was an appalling breach of ethics and he must be severely punished.
You must be punished.
You don't want to be punished in Saudi Arabia.
No.
According to the case documents, the first husband married the daughter and lived with her for 2 months before he left the area, and the wife went to her family to stay with them. However, the husband later received a call informing him that his wife got married again. That's a call you don't want to get, Craig.
That's not one that you hear a lot either.
Don't even answer that phone.
No.
He managed to contact the second husband, who confirmed that he was just married and that the woman and they were together in their home. The second husband explained that the father agreed when he told him he wanted to marry his daughter. He added that the father said that it would be the first marriage for his daughter, but later his new wife told him that he was the second man in her life.
So this is the father's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's getting that, what do they call it, endowment, dowry.
Oh, the dowry.
He's getting a big fat dowry over there.
Yeah.
The first husband, during a phone conversation.
Well, I assume. I don't know. Does that culture do that?
Sure they do. Why else would you give your daughter to married when she's already married?
Maybe he's got short-term memory loss.
He's got Alzheimer's. The two husbands agreed to file a lawsuit against the bride's father. During the questioning, the father said the first husband had divorced his wife but forgot to apply for divorce papers. he handed her a note.
I sort of forgot.
I say, here, I divorced thee.
Yeah, there was a country where you could do that. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. Three times you were divorced. That's a real story I read.
And you had to throw dog poop on their shoe, though, to finalize it.
I don't know if that's true.
The father also claimed there were financial issues between him and the first husband, of course.
Dang it if we don't have another bad Santa story.
I love bad Santa stories.
You don't like Christmas? You're not allowed to like bad Santa stories.
Why? Bad Santas are like anti-Christmas.
Okay.
So, I like them.
You feel
They're
better?
Funny.
You feel better about yourself?
Okay. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. Would you read the story?
Hey.
What?
Headline is?
Fine. Use it. Whatever. I don't care. Merry Christmas.
I pity the headline. Bad Santa fired by Montreal shopping mall after complaints. Meeting Santa was supposed to be a holiday. I feel like reading it in NPR. Meeting Santa was supposed to be a holiday highlight for kids and their parents.
Thank you, Mr. Schwede.
But for Melanie Sear and her daughter, it was the opposite. Sear was at the Fairview Mall on Point Claire with her 4-year-old daughter, Basma, and they happened to run into Santa on the second floor.
Kind of sound like Hank Hill, too.
Well,
I got some propane.
She said it was time. He was going around greeting children, but it was unclear whether or not he was on duty at the time.
This reads his next sentence regular.
My daughter walks up to him and gives him a hug. He puts his hand flat on her forehead and pushes her away.
That's my kind of Santa.
He keeps walking, not a word, not a smile, nothing, she told Global News. My daughter turns to me and goes, wow, oh, Santa's grumpy. Then she realized, oh my gosh, is he mad at me? Am I getting gifts this year?
Her mom said, don't worry, daughter, it's just the rain, dear.
Sear managed to defuse her daughter's disappointment by telling her Santa was just having an off day.
You didn't even get my reindeer joke.
I wasn't listening, to be honest with you. What did you say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was in the story.
You had to back it up.
I had to reassure her, saying he's having an off day. We all have bad days.
Even Santa Claus.
It's not even the real Santa. The real Santa's busy at the North Pole. I'm sorry. I lied.
Sandy don't visit the funeral homes, little fella.
She couldn't believe the attitude of the mall Santa. Should I just keep this theme the rest of the show?
Yeah, go Hank Hill. I'll be Boomhauer.
There are two things on your job description: love children and spread holiday joy. It's basic stuff.
Yeah.
She sounded off on Facebook and found that she wasn't the only one with complaints about this particular Santa. I heard about Santa calling one child a little brat, telling him to take an appointment, refusing to smile in pictures.
Making, I'm off duty.
Making one autistic child cry because he touched his beard. He touched his beard?
The autistic child.
Not exactly the embodiment of the holiday spirit.
This Santa said, ho, ho, hold it right there, kid. I'm off duty.
In a statement to Global News, Fairview confirmed that Bad Santa was fired just a few days after Sears incident. They said the Santa did not live up to expectations of our shoppers and our team.
Apparently, good Santas are hard to find this year.
They said they appreciate the feedback. I'm losing it as I talk longer. They appreciate the feedback and are committed to providing the best propane and propane accessories. As for the new Santa, shoppers only had good things to say.
Oh, man.
They said, do you love your mama? One guy came in and said, where would I find a hammer?
Headline is, Japan asks tourists to buckle up when reenacting Mario Kart on the city streets.
You buckle up!
Let's go go!
That blew the levels. You buckle up!
By now, locals in Japan are used to seeing foreigners zipping through Tokyo in bright red go-karts, sort of short of tossing banana peels at their arrivals. Tourists have been satisfying their need for speed by taking Nintendo's beloved Mario Kart franchise to the city streets. Have you seen videos of this by any chance?
I vaguely recall something
about it. It's pretty funny. They often don onesies and resemble characters like Mario, Yoshi, and Princess Peach and cruise alongside actual real-world traffic, smiling and waving at the commuters around them. It's one of Japan's hottest attractions amid a tourism boom, to the frustration of some locals.
Tourism Kule boom boom?
No, that's France, man.
All right.
And to the transport ministry, which said this week that it will tighten safety regulations around the go-karts when it revises the country's Road Transport Vehicle Act in March, according to the national newspaper, The Japan Times.
This reminds me of the movie Pixels.
I didn't see that.
I love that.
I heard it was really good.
It is good. It got
a bad rap.
Whatever. Yeah, Dinklage is great in it, and it's a good movie. It's nostalgic if you grew up in the 80s, but they're driving the carts around at one point, and it's awesome. Well, they're driving little...
Oh, they trying bikes?
No. They're driving different color, but they're not VW Beetles. Are they little Fiats or something? I'm blanking what they are. They're Mini Coopers or something, and they're different colors like the Ghost in Pac-Man.
Okay.
And anyway, I've digressed.
Thank you. Go ahead. It's dangerous, as other cars cannot see them because of their low heights, one ministry official told Agency France Presse. The proposed rules, according to the AFP, will require all go-karts to be at least 1 meter off the ground. And
are they, hovercraft?
That'd be cool. The driving wheel be made of soft materials to prevent injuries. Among the most important rules, drivers will finally have to buckle up, something that wasn't compulsory before. Go-karts are in the same classification as mopeds. So you don't, in other words, the seatbelt rules do not apply.
But no one seems concerned about the crap they're throwing at the other cars while they're driving down the road.
Tokyo police have been urging.
Turtle shells.
Right. Red ones.
Little squids that heat sinkers. Yeah.
Tokyo police have been urging go-kart providers like Mario Kart to make their services safer by encouraging customers to wear protective gears like helmets and put their smartphones away during the rides. But how could they record if they put their smartphone away?
Why don't they put GoPros in the cars?
They should be go-kart GoPros. GoPro carts.
Mario Kart is still one of the funnest games
ever.
Oh, it's
a blast.
It's so much fun. I
always loved it. So anyway, if you go to...
It always loved you too, Aaron.
You go over there, you can actually race around like Mario Kart, Craig.
Was that it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. End of story. Your turn.
I pity the headline. I really work. You know,
That's good.
Our listeners never came up with anything for me.
No, they didn't.
This just in.
That's good. No, somebody did like that one. Lee.
We could do that one.
Lee or DK. One of them from down under liked it. Adam. Maybe it was Adam.
Hey, mate.
Yeah.
How about you use this just in, mate?
Yeah, somebody used that one, right?
Okay, we're going to do this. Okay, here, officially, as of right now, I declare this just in is
I declare.
My, this just in. What are you staring at over there?
I've got to work on my mic during every
episode.
You're
not qualified.
Because it ignores you.
Okay, so as of this moment, I'm declaring it is...
I declare.
This just in.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
But it's not just in. I mean, this was like a few days ago.
It doesn't matter.
This just read.
This is about to be read. Hillary Clinton portrait.
Here's another story for you.
Yeah, here's something else. Oh, crap. I got to read another one. Hillary Clinton portrait alerts security dogs, sure, causes road closures in Miami.
Of course it did.
Don't make
Have
this
you seen her?
Don't make this political. Don't make it political. We'll get letters.
What was Bill thinking?
Don't make. Don't stop.
I tell you.
Thinking about tomorrow.
I thought she was rich.
What'd I do? What'd I do?
Let somebody help me.
Miami police were forced to briefly shut
Monica.
Down the air. Shut up. Miami police were forced to briefly shut down the area surrounding an art show and
Did
clear the.
Did you say Miami? In Florida, I went berserk. Don't look at me like that. I had to play the theme.
Miami police were. I didn't look at you. Miami police were forced to briefly shut down the area surrounding an art show and clear the site after security dogs reacted to a suspicious crate in Miami. Was she riding around a crate?
Yes.
During the Art Basel Festival.
Art Basel.
Art Basel Festival on Saturday morning. But when authorities opened the crate outside the Art Miami tent, it contained none other than the punk-style picture of Hillary Clinton, complete with pink hair and a studded jacket.
Yeah.
The potential threat, nonetheless, delayed the opening of the tent located at One Herald Plaza, blocking out both event staff and attendees and prompting police to section off Biscayne Boulevard and their cruisers and caution tape, with cruisers rather, and caution tape, according to the Miami Herald. Authorities.
So if Hillary Clinton's portrait attracted dogs while it was still in the crate, imagine what it would do outside the crate. There's probably.
You want to, should we all just wait for you to get this out of your system? Authorities eventually ran
yes,
the...
Yes, we can!
Authorities eventually ran the 16-inch by 20-inch acrylic wood artwork through the scanners, and it was deemed free from any threatening materials, which I would disagree with. The painting done by Orlando-based artist Scott Shidley...
Oh, Shidley!
Shidley Whiplash had also been shipped a similar pop art style portrait of President Trump, dubbed Trump Pimp.
Whatever.
But the president's painting, well, he's an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah.
But the president's painting had already been removed from the crate prior to the security check. Both artworks were listed at really $4,000 each.
That's high quality art right there.
And sold to a single collector. Yeah. Police and event organizers said it was unclear.
The artist's dad.
Yeah.
His mom bought them.
Dad, Mom, can you scrape up an extra $4,000?
Somebody buy these paintings.
Please, somebody buy them. Please.
The dogs are going nuts.
I swear I'll pay you back.
Hey, look, I'll buy them.
I'll get them. I got nothing else to do. Police and event organizers said that it was unclear what had spiked. That's the best she's looked in years.
I like her with the pink hair.
Oh, crap. Okay, here we go. The last sentence.
Go ahead.
Police and event organizers said it was unclear what had sparked the security scare, with gallery owner Ken Hashimoto joking that he assumed it to be a Republican bomb dog. He went for the low-hanging joke.
Yes. That's not very funny talking about my wife that
okay,
way.
Okay, we get it. You enjoy listening to yourself do the Bill Clinton voice. Hey, move to the next one there.
Headline is, Kiwi school with no students.
It said New Zealand.
New Zealand school with no students vows to stay open.
You're not allowed to say, okay, you know
How
what?
Are they still open?
I don't use Kiwi with responsibility. With that kind of, like, you have to use it responsibly.
So we got a school in New Zealand that has no students, but no. They refuse to close.
No, we're not closing.
More or less.
We're not closing.
A school in rural New Zealand that has no students has pledged to stay open for as long as possible, in case a new pupil wants to enroll. What if, Craig, if you heard there was a school with no students, would you enroll?
They ought to just open
You'd be
it.
The only student. That would be awesome.
Boring.
It'd be fun, though.
Probably can't have teachers either.
Tutaramari School in Wariapapa in the North Island.
Tutaramari.
Has been without children for the last term and has no new children scheduled to start in the new year. Teachers say the lack of students is down to families moving out of the area as the region's farming industry contracts.
No, students are down when there's, like, we had 100 less than last year, or 50 less than last year. 100% of them gone is not a downtrend.
You think the teachers still study the lessons?
I don't know. They don't mention they mention if the teachers are in there.
The school's board said it won't give up just yet and will use its savings account to pay 3 staff so it can remain open for the coming year. They still don't have any enrollments next year. The plan is to buy a bus so children can be taught in the nearest town 35 kilometers away.
Why do I imagine that one is the groundskeeper, one's the principal, and he's bouncing a tennis ball off the wall.
He's got nothing else to do.
He's just bouncing a tennis ball off the wall.
No, he's using a paddle. He's bouncing
a paddle ball. And then the last one's probably just somebody in the cafeteria. I don't know. And she's just over there, you know.
Charmaine Potter, who works as a teacher's aide at Tutoramuri, said that there were benefits to attending small schools.
I've had the beauty of seeing that a lot of one-on-one teaching can have on the children in the classroom.
Is she from Australia?
No, especially when we get lost in some of the bigger schools, she told the New Zealand Herald. Yes, right. It's kind of nice when you're in a little
school. Started her sentence that way.
It's kind of nice when you're in a little school with a small amount of students, so you can actually spend the time with them and helping them watch them and grow.
Tutoramuri School had 22 students 5 years ago, but that number has dwindled steadily since then. Any new students would get the highest staff-to-student ratio in the country and, Craig, a heated indoor swimming pool. That alone.
I would go there.
Yeah, that alone makes me attracted to the school.
They never got traction with that school. 22 students, 5 years.
No, but they like a small class.
22.
I don't know how schools work in New Zealand.
This just in.
Oh.
Perry sound doctor accused by nurses of sexual harassment and using amputated toe to make crude gestures. Film at 11.
Amputated toe. He just carries it in his pocket. He pulls it out when he needs
it. Remember the toe in the drink or whatever it was?
Yes, that's right.
Dr. Bill Smith, who doesn't even know how to spell Smith. Maybe Smythe. I don't know. An orthopedic surgeon and chief of surgery at West Perry Sound Health Center was kicked out of another Ontario hospital a decade ago. A thorough investigation is underway, the Perry Sound Hospital says. The Perry Sound Hospital.
How does Perry sound?
The Perry Sound Hospital is investigating its chief of surgery over allegations from six nurses of lewd bullying behavior and making crude gestures. That's enough.
With a toe. He amputated from a patient.
Yeah, Dr. Bill Smythe, an orthopedic surgeon, is the only one in his specialty with roughly within 100 kilometers of the Georgian Bay town, best known as the birthplace of the hockey legend Bobby Orr.
Oh, Bobby Orr.
Nurses at the West Perry Sound Health Center made complaints about Smythe over the past few months and have raised concerns that the hospital is dragging its feet, well, because they're missing a toe, in dealing with the allegations.
They're not missing it. They know where it is.
Yeah, they know where it is. Approached by the Star, give us the toe back.
No, sir.
No, you can't.
I need it for my gestures.
That's right. Approached by the Star on Tuesday, the hospital first refused to comment, then said Wednesday that a thorough investigation is underway.
This next paragraph.
Among the complaints are allegations that you shush over there. Allegations that in the operating room, Smythe has been known to make honking sounds with his hands towards the scrub nurse's areas where he should not have his hands, while she helps him put on a sterile gown. What is this, Al Franken?
This guy's putting on Al Franken.
That's his M.O.
Yeah, it is.
Also alleged Smythe would hit nurses in the back of the head or kick them as he walked by in the hospital. In another complaint, a nurse said she felt unsafe when, while she was alone in a room, he walked in and stared at her silently. When she blushed,
I want to see this doctor.
He kind of sideways, kind of slides out behind something, looks at it, then kind of slides back in again. With a toe in his hand. When she blushed, the nurse alleged Smythe called in another doctor and laughed, pointing out how he had made the nurse get really mad.
Oh, my goodness.
It is awful behavior. It's not okay, said one senior nurse. If we get cultured.
Why didn't you read that last sentence? You changed it.
Yeah, I did.
You got to read it.
Do you remember the category in the top 140 podcast? Remember the category we fell into?
We forgot to tell everybody to vote for us, by the way.
Let's just keep going.
Okay.
In a statement Wednesday, in a response to detailed questions from the Star, hospital CEO Donald Sanderson said a probe is underway. We have engaged significant external independent expertise in a comprehensive investigation that is ongoing. Is that guy an executive or what? Was he a politician?
This whole story is amazing.
This whole sentence, how constructed is this? We have engaged significant external independent expertise in a comprehensive investigation that's ongoing.
I wish you'd have read that sentence.
Sanderson would not be specific, and I answer specific questions to further. You're making this really hard on me.
I can't help it.
Among other investigations.
My eyes won't leave that sentence you skipped.
Okay, hold on. Among the investigators hired by the hospital are a Toronto lawyer and a retired hospital administration from Brampton that goes by the name Big Daddy. He doesn't really.
He does.
Okay, the sentence you want me to read.
Please.
When she blushed, the nurse alleged Smythe called in another doctor and laughed, pointing out how he had made the nurse get ready.
No, right.
Oh, hold on. Let me start this over. Ready? Yeah. I wasn't prepared for this sentence. This is kind of risky.
Neither was I.
This is slightly risque, but I'm not going
to. It's not.
This is going to. This
it's
is going
to.
This is still family friendly. I'm just warning you. If you got an extra sentence,
it's not even slightly risque.
When she blushed, the nurse alleged Smythe called in another doctor and laughed, pointing out how he had made the nurse get red for Big Daddy. What does
so
that even
funny.
Mean?
She blushed. Oh, let me regain my
His
composure.
Name's Dr. Big Daddy?
Yes, Smythe. Headline is, woman says man shot at her after she refused to give a phone number. This is somebody that can't handle rejection at all. Kansas City, Missouri.
Clearly.
A Missouri woman said a man took out a gun and shot at her after she refused to give him her telephone number as she walked to church last Thursday afternoon.
In Missouri?
She walked to church last Thursday afternoon. She's going the wrong time. It's Sunday morning, yeah. Lady. The 22-year-old told police she was walking
Thursday. What church would that be?
In a neighborhood in Kansas City, Missouri, when two men in a car pulled up next to her. I was just crossing the street, and I heard someone yell at me from the car, so I just kind of ignored it and kept on walking, as you should do. I'd do the same thing.
You and I would wish somebody would yell at us.
The woman, who isn't being identified for her safety, got suspicious, so she pulled out her cell phone and called her mom so she'd have someone to talk with while she walked.
Mom, what do I do?
The woman said that when the driver pulled back around next to her, he was like, can I have your number? I said, no, and I kept walking. So he kind of pulled up a little bit in front of me, and then he shot at the ground right in front of me, she said. After the shots, she says, he yelled at her in a nasty tone, warning her that she better watch out how she talks to people.
Why did he talk like her when he said that?
I was kind of shocked because obviously you don't expect that to happen, she said. My mom just kind of heard me stop talking. Then she heard the gunshot. She was like, what was that? What was that? What's happening? Her mother was at the church where the victim was headed and came running toward her daughter. No one got hurt, but the woman said the gunshot still ringing in her mind for a long time. Yeah, if you get shot at, even if they shoot at the ground, you're going to remember that. It's going to be ringing in your mind.
I would think in your ears, personally. Yeah, but
Both. Whatever. I know it's going to take a while, but I hope it doesn't stop me from living my life, she said. The woman told police she believes the car was a black Nissan or similar sedan. With Chiefs flags flying from the windows on either side. Police have not yet made an arrest.
Does that sound like behavior of a Chiefs fan?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
No, you don't do football.
I don't do the football.
I don't do NFL football. I'm not big on...
Hey.
Yeah.
This just in.
Okay.
Tools made from astronaut poop could solve space problems.
Ugh.
A University of Calgary team has flushed the competition.
Okay,
with a project that sets out to convert astronaut poop into handy tools, while also cutting down on flying bags of feces masquerading as shooting stars. That may be the best thing I've read in a long time.
We've had some good ones tonight already.
Some name I won't pronounce, School of Engineering.
She likes.
Student Alina Kutsikaya.
Boy.
And Sam Wilton Clark, a health science student, are part of the team that just brought back a gold medal from the International Genetically Engineered Machine Foundation's Giant Jamboree in Boston.
What a
grief!
What a long, goofy sentence.
International Genetically Engineered Machine Foundation's Giant Jamboree in Boston.
That sounds like a blast, doesn't it?
Their winning project was called Astroplastic. From colon to colony. Yeah, right?
Astroplastic.
There's a huge issue with transporting materials to Mars. How do you account for everything astronaut might need over the 3 years? Waste management is another huge issue, and we thought maybe we would address both of those. Kinyusikawa told the home stretch. We're in the home stretch.
Do something with that astronaut poop.
From colon to colony. I do the hand like that when I talk. I have to.
One giant poop for mankind.
One giant flush for man. What? You said it wrong.
Yeah, one
man,
small poop for mankind.
And one giant flush for mankind. Wilton Clark, the offices of Wilton Clark, explains the solution.
Yeah, they recorded that in the desert, by the way.
The group came up with.
Let's see. We modified the DNA of the E. coli bacteria so it would take acids out of human poop.
So Wilton Clark talks this way too?
Yeah, Wilton Clark is. Is it Wilton Clark, both of them?
No, that's the guy with the hyphenated name.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry, Wilton Clark.
That's okay.
He probably talks
he may
more
talk
like,
that way.
No, he probably talks like this. We modified the
No, that's close.
We modified the DNA of E. coli bacteria so it would take acids out of the human poop and actually build plastic out of it and then spit that plastic out so we could use it to make tools. You should see it too. The plastic comes out of this big orifice. It's this machine that they made. And when they run the poop through it.
The butt bot.
Yeah, the butt bot. Butt bot 3000. The plastic is used by a 3D printer. I've got a 3D printer.
Yes, you do. More than one, actually.
No, I got just one.
Well, what happened to the other one?
I got mad at it.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I got funny story.
Funny story. Let's just say it didn't win.
Yeah.
The plastic is used by a 3D printer to create tools such as a wrench or screwdriver.
Those are tools.
I
don't have any made out of poop, though. I do have quite a few screws.
I want to know how you go from, you make plastic from poop.
Wouldn't you have to eat plastic for something like that to happen?
Isn't plastic a chemical compound that was like accidentally discovered or something?
Yeah.
So unless we've got those, I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
They were trying to make cement for people to use in microwaves.
Put their head in the microwave. Like, I'm not just, hey guys, look, I'm not just putting my head in the microwave here. I think we could do something with this poop. We could make plastic out of it.
Somebody call the cops. I'm stuck.
Oh, now the truth is coming out. They didn't actually use human feces, but in the process learned that NASA has an official recipe for fake poop.
Well, who needs
which
that?
Which includes yeast, cellulose, peanut oil, and miso paste.
Oh, miso paste.
miso hungry? Me thinking about food now. You like that miso soup? Isn't that miso soup?
Yeah, my dad makes a killer miso soup.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. True. No, I mean, I totally believe you.
Yeah.
The tools won't be smelly, because by the time we get the plastic out of the system, it's going to be dry and all the smelly components will be removed. That's a story would be removed. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong person again. Dang it. The tools won't be smelly, because by the time we get the plastic out of the system,
not smelly.
It's going to be dry and the smelly components will be removed. The funny thing is, our synthetic poop will make be stuff. synthetic poop.
Stuff.
That we made actually quite pleasing smell to. I give up, okay? I don't believe any of it anyway.
What do you mean you don't believe it? It's written right there.
The funny thing is, our synthetic poop that we made actually had a quite pleasing smell to it.
Smelled like burnt plastic.
Exactly.
We'll go from one poop story to another. That's okay. I don't think we had any last episode. Headline is, Mom Leaves Dirty Diaper Surprise for a Package Thief. That'll teach him. Hillsboro, Oregon.
I'll show you.
A package thief got a stinky surprise after messing with the wrong mom in Hillsboro. The mom, Angie Bollock, told KATU she was fed up.
Never mind the bollocks.
After someone stole a package carrying her son's Christmas baby pajamas.
It's the time of year. People are. I've seen at least two videos so far. People have called. And people. Wake up, thieves. There are things called ring doorbells. People have cameras.
That's right.
The doorbells.
All over the place.
And the thing is, these ring doorbells, which I think would be cool to have.
Yeah.
We're talking HD quality. Like
good stuff.
It comes to your phone.
Some of them you can talk to them.
No, you do. That's it. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. And it's like HD. It's not grainy footage.
I've seen it. It looks great.
And I've seen at least two videos already of somebody walking up, grabbing a package.
Idiots. It's the season for stealing, I guess, Bollock said Tuesday. She and her husband are new parents of a mellow four-month-old named Ben. Now, how mellow could a four-month-old be? It's really fun time, and it's been fun watching him explore the world, Bollock explained. He just looked at Christmas lights this last week, and he just loved them. She said it's a yearly tradition in her family to have children take a photo in their Christmas pajamas, so she ordered some online. Thursday, I got an email from the store saying it had been delivered, but I did not receive it, Bollock said. When she realized that the package had been stolen, she got so frustrated. I wanted to get my own, I guess, passive-aggressive revenge, she said. So she taped up a box filled with 10 or 15 of her son's dirty diapers and a note reading, "Enjoy this, you thief!" She left it on the porch Sunday. You know what, Craig?
Did you steal it?
Trap worked. By Monday evening, she said the box was gone. How dirty were the diapers? Oh, this is gross. Well, he's been sick this last week.
Let's just say.
Pretty gross.
Let's just say they were bad.
She called the Hillsboro police. An officer told a KATU reporter while laughing that they don't have any leads at this point in either the theft of the pajamas or the number two package.
He stole package number two.
It was kind of a little bit of a relief, and it was fun to come home and see that it was gone, Bollock said. We had quite a good laugh thinking about someone opening up a box of dirty diapers thinking that they were going to get something good. And of course, that's not good.
Time for the Mark Patch Top 10. Keeping with the theme from the last episode.
Well, it's holiday season, Craig.
Top 10 best Christmas movies of the last decade from Forbes.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this.
You've been looking forward to Forbes.
Forbes to this. Forbes, no, you're going to love it.
Number 10. I'm doing the first one.
Go ahead.
Wait. You, me. Yeah, I'll do it this way.
All right, go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Number 10, best Christmas movies of the last. My throat's really sore, by the way. I've had a hard time getting through this.
Are you
scratchy? That's what it is. I've been really hard on my throat.
Our listeners waiting for this list.
Yeah, I know, you know what? The suspense is killing them.
Yeah, it is.
Ready?
Yeah. Top 10 best Christmas movies of the last decade from Forbes.
I said that.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 10.
Yeah.
A Christmas Carol, 2009.
That's the cartoon. Or not a cartoon. It's the animated Disney with Jim Carrey.
Oh, I have it on 3D.
It's good.
I have it in 3D.
It really is good.
I like it. Has it really been that long?
Yeah. Number 9.
I recommend that movie.
Number 9 is another one I love that a lot of people don't. The Polar Express.
Indifferent.
I like that a lot.
I don't really think it's that great. Number 8. This blasted movie keeps popping up in the list.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
I don't even know what it is.
Arthur Christmas.
I'm going to have to watch it. Number 7. Bad Santa.
No, kids. That's not for you.
Not, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
What's In Bruges?
In Bruges?
In Bruges.
In Bruges, yeah.
I'm not cultured enough.
That is not a Christmas movie at all.
Number 6, In Bruges. What is
In Bruges? How do they make that a Christmas movie?
How do I not know how to pronounce that word?
It's
like you saying Saga.
It's like a cop movie. Number 7.
That's the same idiots that say that Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Number 5, Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. That was fantastic.
The Santas, the zombie, the...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Krampus. It's Krampus.
Yeah, but all the massive herd of Santas. Yes,
it's so cool. Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's really good. It's got a little.
Yeah,
little
go ahead.
Inappropriate Santa scenes in it, though.
Does it really? I don't remember that.
Santa got no pants on. It's not a. I mean, they're not doing anything inappropriate. They're just walking through. It's just not. I'm just saying, don't go tell the kids to watch this movie.
It's a scary movie. It's not for kids.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yep.
I don't know anything about it.
I know the movie, but it's not it's about as Christmas as number 3.
What the heck? Wait. Are these Christmas movies or movies that released at Christmas?
No, the title is Top 10 Best Christmas Movies of the Last Decade from Forbes.
That could be misconstrued. That could be it could also be it worded wrong. It could be the movies that were released at Christmas.
No. Number 3, okay. Iron Man 3.
All right.
How is that anything to do with... There's not even a Christmas tree in that movie. I mean, I don't get that.
Well, Hulk is green and Iron Man is red.
So I guess there you go.
And I don't know that even Hulk's even in that one, is he?
I don't think so.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Elf.
Elf is a great movie. Number 1.
Yeah.
Another movie with I've never seen, but I don't think there's anything Christmassy about it. Love Actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
You ever seen it?
Which one is that?
I don't know. I don't know. Wow, what a list. Hey, Mark Patch sent us a list. If any other listener would like to send us a top 10 list, we'd be glad to read it. We'd appreciate the help. They're kind of hard to find. Just go to weirdnewspodcast.com.
Yes, I've never seen that movie. I looked it up. Just want you to know that. I knew everybody'd be worried about that.
Yep. Leave us a comment, or you can leave us your comment like Mark Patch did, who is playing the music you're listening to now. He left it on Facebook. Send us a Facebook message.
Who did?
Mark Patch.
Oh, Mark's a big supporter.
Great guy. All right, everybody. That's it for 132. We'll see you at 133.
In the afternoon?
Maybe. Depends on when they listen.
What about 0030?
133 is coming up, man. 67 away from 200.
I'm going to let you have the last word on this one.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Have a great week, everybody.
Now you can say the last word if you want to. Just go ahead and say the last word. Say it. Say bye. Go ahead. What are you talking about? You snorted. Say goodbye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.